On the phone with me right now is Jesse Swanheiser. He's the chairman of the Committee on International Trade for the local Sierra Club chapter and will be part of an event tomorrow night talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the fast-track approval process that's being recommended for that. As a cautionary kind of meeting, what is the Trans-Pacific Partnership and why should we be concerned about it?
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is an agreement much like NAFTA. In fact, lots of folks call it NAFTA on steroids. So essentially a free trade agreement between the U.S. and 11 other countries around the Pacific Rim. So it includes Mexico and Canada, Australia, and a host of other countries in that region.
And why should we be worried about it?
Well, despite the fact that it is called a free trade agreement, the primary concern about these international pacts is that they really are about so much more than trade. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what little we know about it due to the secrecy that has surrounded its negotiation, suggests that they're going to be negotiating a whole host of things well beyond what most of us think of as trade. But they're also going to be talking about intellectual property provisions. They're going to be talking about how to facilitate financial transactions and negotiating privacy provisions for the Internet. And in some cases, the leaked text that we've seen suggests that the TPP actually implements, almost word for word, many of the rules that Congress explicitly rejected in 2012 when they voted down the Stop Online Piracy Act. So our primary concern is the fact that this agreement really covers a whole host of areas that are much better decided in the domestic policy debate.
And despite all these questions, apparently in Congress it's on a fast track for approval.
Yeah, the administration has been looking to get fast track authority, which essentially allows them to negotiate and sign these agreements, literally put the president's signature on the agreement before it even goes to Congress. And then Congress would undertake sort of a kabuki theater process where they pretend to have committee hearings on all of it, but there can be no amendments made to the agreement. In fact, they call the committee hearings mock markup. So we're very focused on fast track right now because we think that if fast track is defeated, there's very little likelihood that many of the other countries negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership would continue with the negotiating process.
You're going to be the lead speaker at this gathering tomorrow evening at the Glaser Center. The point of this is to let people know and mobilize for action, I'm guessing?
Yeah, we want to do some community education and let folks know what the Trans-Pacific Partnership covers. And really what I want to do is focus on a part of these agreements called investor protections. The investor protection provisions are very similar to a Citizens United type decision for transnational corporations. They actually allow transnational corporations to sue governments when they don't like what those governments have done. Those provisions in past agreements have been mostly used by oil, gas, and mining companies to challenge environmental rules, primarily in the developing world, but also here in the U.S. and in Canada and elsewhere. So that'll be a primary topic of conversation. And yeah, at the end of the day, what we'd like for folks to do is thank Representative Garamendi and Representative Huffman for taking real clear positions on these issues, and also to encourage Representative Mike Thompson to join his Democratic colleagues in taking a real clear position opposing fast track.
Jesse Swanheiser, thanks very much for talking with us here today on KRCB's Exchange.
Happy to be here.